Hello, everyone. Hope you all are doing well. Welcome to our Small Group Leaders podcast, where we help you lead your small groups this throughout the week. This is Pastor Russ. Hope you all are doing well. I am joined with Pastor Billy Lyle. And Pastor Billy, would you like to frame the discussion for us this week?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Russ. We're continuing our series, Resilient, and looking at the journey of Elijah the prophet and seeing how God led him through very challenging seasons of his life to do what God's called him to do. And we're extracting lessons of faith so that we can live victoriously in this broken world as well. And this week, we're looking at the scene in Elijah's life where he came off of an amazing miracle, God providing him food from the ravens, mm-hmm. water from the brook in the middle of a drought, which is tremendous, showing that Yahweh, his God, is greater than the god Baal that was being worshipped in the time. And then God miraculously provided for the widow whom he was sent to see, to provide for him there. And God miraculously provided for her, her son, and for Elijah. And it all seemed like God is doing amazing things. But then, in his journey of faith, as well as all of ours, he faced the contradiction. And contradictions are when God doesn't work the way that we expect him to, mm-hmm. or when circumstances happen outside of our expectation. God is at work, and then something happens that seems to throw a wrench in what God is doing. How do we respond in the middle of those contradictions? It's essential that we, number one, expect that contradictions will come to every single one of us, and that, number two, we respond in faith. And so when we look at this story, what happened was God was providing for Elijah and the widow and her son, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the widow's son falls ill and dies. And the widow said, what is going on here? You know, why is this happening? Did you come here to kill my son? And Elijah, even, you could tell, was flustered by that. What's going on, God? You can see it in his prayer. Did you send me here to take this widow's son's life? And in all of our lives, we're going to face contradictions like that, where God is at work. It seems like we're doing the will of God. We think we're in the will of God, and we probably maybe are, and yet we will face something that happens that is a contradiction to what we'd expect God to do. And what we learn from this passage here, and you can see on the discussion guide, is we will all face contradictions in our journey of faith, situations that seem to contradict God's will for our lives. In the face of contradictions, we often doubt God's goodness and love. This is huge. And all of us will think, God, have you abandoned me? What's going on? And maybe some of you are in that situation right now. I would dare to say there are a lot of people in our small groups that are facing that right now. God, what happened? Where are you? Why is this happening? What did I do to deserve this, right? I think all of us at some point have said something to that effect. But in the face of contradictions, we must remember the word of God. We have to remember what God spoke. I think this is key. You know, 1 Kings 17:14, the promise that Elijah made to the widow is, if you give me bread first, right? The Lord God of Israel says the jar of oil will not be used up and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land. And in that moment, Elijah was essentially telling the widow, you're going to be okay. You're going to make it through this famine. Trust me, trust in my God, and you're going to be okay. And I think in the face of that contradiction, Elijah looked back at the word that he got for the widow and said, God, wait, no, you told me they're going to be okay. It wasn't just about the flour. It wasn't just about the oil. You told me they were going to be okay. This boy's not supposed to die. And he looked back on the word of God, and it gave him faith to face the contradiction in his life. This is huge. When we face contradictions in our lives, which all of us will, we have to go back to the word. What has God said in his written word, first of all? And then what has God spoken to us about the situation that we're facing? And we have to go back to the word. We have to go back to what the Lord has revealed to us, divine revelation. And the next thing, when we face contradictions, we need to persevere in prayer. Mm-hmm. It's not just enough to rely on the word of God. Well, God, you said, now God wants us to fight and contend for that promise in prayer. Yep. He took the boy up to his room. He stretched himself up on the boy three times and cried out to the Lord, Lord, my God, let this boy's life return to him. And the Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him, and he lived. You know, that picture of stretching himself on the boy three times, no one really knows exactly what that looked like. Did he lie, you know, perpendicular to him, or was it horizontal? We don't know. But all we know is that three times he cried out. And the number three has significance in Scripture. It speaks of divine completion. It speaks of fulfillment. It wasn't just I prayed once, nothing happened, I gave up. Or I prayed a couple times and I got distracted and started scrolling on social media so I don't have to think about my pain. I didn't just pray once or twice and then turn on Netflix to just drown my sorrows or get the bottle of alcohol. No, he prayed until. And sometimes I think we give up way too soon in our prayers. Elijah prayed until life came back into the boy. When we face contradictions, we need to remember the word of God, but we got to persevere in prayer, and we got to contend for that. I think when Elijah was praying, he cried out, God, you told me they were going to make it through. God, you told me they were going to get through this famine. What is happening right now? And he prayed until. Interestingly, and I share this in my message, you know, Elijah's miracles weren't just confronting the god Baal, who was the god of plenty and the god of harvest and the god of prosperity. It was also confronting one of the other gods in the region called Mot. Mot was the god of death. And in bringing this boy back to life, he proved that Yahweh is not just God, the God over Baal, but God over Mot. And I think what sometimes we give up too soon, and we don't allow God to reveal who he is in a circumstance because we quit. And I want to encourage us today, pray until, amen? And then when we persevere in greater faith and resilience are developed in us for the greater victories later on in the future. And as we'll see as we continue in our series, Elijah had some great battles that he's going to fight. In fact, next week we're going to look at an awesome one. And it was the faith that was developed, not just with the ravens in the brook, and the faith that was developed with the bread and the oil, but now the faith of bringing a dead boy back to life that now gave Elijah confidence to deal with what is ahead. And so there's a lot there, I know, but share what the Lord is highlighting to you most from the weekend sermon, the main thought, and the scriptures above. And let's create room for people to really process what was spoken in the word, because all of them, I'm sure, have either faced a contradiction or maybe facing one right now. How can they apply this message and respond in faith? So, Pastor Russ, what would you share in this moment? What is the Lord highlighting to you most from all of this?
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Billy. I think that this is a kind of topic where really the power of small group comes alive. And it's really through the shared experiences of our personal life and our journey with God that can encourage one another. When I think about contradictions and trials, it's kind of like that fork in the road moment in our faith where there are many times where we question, is God good? Mm-hmm. Has he heard my prayers? Why is this happening? Did I do something wrong? Mm-hmm. And we can go down this really kind of dark path in our thought life. But God's word in like the story like Elijah and just in who God is and the nature of who God is calling us, as Pastor Billy said, keep on praying, keep on believing, and pray through the contradiction. And really, when we get to share our experiences with those in our small groups, we are reminded of when God was faithful before, but we also get to encourage others who might be walking through seasons of contradictions themselves. I want to share a quick story. One major kind of contradiction season that I've faced recently was a couple years ago when my wife and I found out that we were pregnant and we were celebrating the life that was to come in our daughter, our daughter's life. But a couple weeks later, we found out that my mom was diagnosed with cancer. Mm-hmm. And for the next 8 to 9 months, we journeyed through this whole reality that we're believing in faith that we're going to see our daughter one day, while we were also carrying the tension of possibly losing my mom. And I mean, there's a whole, you know, story behind this, but long story short, God brought everything together in the midst of the contradiction we were facing. And my mom, you know, battled through her cancer treatment and her health journey, and she got to see and carry her granddaughter, her first granddaughter. And God really developed in that season of contradiction this faith to keep on praying and believing that no matter what the outcome may be, I will meet God and he will be there in the midst of the journey. And that story was great for our family and our personal faith. But I remember sharing that in our small group, and it encouraged so much of the guys in it. And then 2 months after my mom finished her, you know, her cancer treatments, one of the guys in my small group named Phil shared that his father was diagnosed with cancer as well, and it had spread to his brain. Wow. And that was just an amazing moment where, as a small group, we got to see the experiences of others really give hope to someone else in the midst of the contradiction that they're facing, because Phil and his family came to know Jesus in a real way, and they were like celebrating God at the highest of highs, and now they're dealing with the reality of what they were experiencing as a family. And again, to kind of fast forward that story, they experienced the miraculous hand of God bringing healing to their dad as well. So I just wanted to share that as we share what we've gone through, it's going to encourage others, just like how the widow was excited and just like, man, Elijah, you truly are serving the God because you saved, or you brought my son back to life, or God brought my son back to life. And that's what we get to share in small group this week.
No, that's great. And I remember when you were going through that season, We would meet and talk in my office, and you had to battle. I know you, you put on the brave face and you said, I know everything's going to be okay, but deep down there's wrestling, right? But I think there's something so powerful and formational when we walk through those seasons that builds faith in us. And you did pray. You prayed until, and then you saw the breakthrough. And now there's a greater faith and confidence in you, right?
Yes.
And I think for all of us, when we face those contradictions, it's not a time to – it's natural to say, God, where are you? What happened? Have you abandoned us? You know, like I was thinking about, you know, when Jesus led the disciples through the storm on the boat, you know, and the storm came, the disciples said – God, don't you care if we perish? You know, I thought it was very interesting. They didn't wake him up and be like, hey, Lord, can you calm this storm? Their first move was, don't you care about me? And I think that's so natural. When I face storms, my first thought is, God, don't you care about me? And I think that's a normal reaction, so no judgment on anybody if they feel that way. But it's an opportunity for us to fight and to pray and to persevere so that our faith will be birthed.
Yes.
And the greater confidence will come out of it. And I think ultimately that's the goal, right? Not just for us. Elijah had greater faith at the end, but so did this widow.
Yes.
Who saw now not just God as the provider, the overcomer, better than Baal, but now the God over death, better than the other god, Mot, right? And I think that's what the Lord is often doing in us, showing that he is bigger and better than everything. And so, you know, leaders, create an opportunity in this moment, let people reflect and share what they're going through. But Russ already kind of led us into the second question. Share about a time you faced a contradiction to God's will for your life, or what you thought was God's will. What happened? How did the situation develop greater faith in God and resilience in your life? You know, I know when we went through our situation with Micah's health for 3 years, you know, I felt like that many times. God, where are you? Don't you love me? I've been serving you for 20 years. Why is this happening, right? I went through all those emotions. But, you know, persevering through those 3 years, I did learn greater resilience, greater faith. I came to know God in a much deeper way. And now I have greater faith for bigger things. You know, so the other challenges that come up, right, God, you got me through that. That was probably the worst thing I ever went through. I have confidence for this next thing. And, you know, this is a great opportunity, leaders, for you to share your stories, how God brought you through difficult stuff. I know they may be old stories and, you know, you've shared them before, but share them again, especially if there's new people in your group. It's new to them, man. Bust those old stories out. Even prepare the people in your group. Hey, can you share that story, you know, about X, Y, or Z? Because there's a new guy here or a new girl that really needs to hear it. And let's encourage one another about God's working in the midst of the contradictions in our lives. And then, of course, lastly, are you facing any current contradictions? How can you apply this week's discussion to how you will handle these contradictions? And let everyone have a moment to share. You know, they may be big ones, life and death situations, or they may be small ones, just minor annoyances. Every challenge is an opportunity for us to see God move and for us to grow in a greater relationship with Him in those moments. Pastor Russ, any final thoughts before we say goodbye?
Yeah, just a real quick thought as well. As much as we can encourage those in our small groups and in church, really sharing what God is doing, even to people in our working places, people in our neighborhoods, our family members and friends that don't know Jesus, like that really becomes that next step in who God or what God wants to do in and through our stories. It's not just encouraging one another who does have a relationship with Jesus, but also just sharing with our friends and families that don't know Jesus, God's going to come through. And that's a really exciting thing that we get to share coming out of a weekend discussion like this.
And you know, just a final encouragement to us, maybe you're facing a contradiction right now. It's an opportunity to come to know God afresh and at a deeper level. I love this last line, verse 24. The woman said to Elijah, now I know you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth. It wasn't the bread and the oil that proved it to her. I mean, that was a bona fide miracle. It was this. And, you know, sometimes we have a certain level of faith in God because we've seen him do a few things. But, you know, when we go through other challenges, the Lord is bringing us to a deeper revelation of who he is. And I just want to encourage us, let's encourage our people to persevere this week, not to give up. Make sure, again, the prayer point's there. Make sure we pray for one another to remain resilient. Pray for those challenges. Pray against whatever oppositions the enemy may be sending. Remember, we said at the beginning of this year, we're believing for miracles this year. And that hasn't stopped because our series ended back in February. But let's continue to pray for breakthroughs, miracles, signs that will show people, now I know your God is God and that the word of the Lord is truth. Mm-hmm. And let's make sure we take time to pray for people so that we all come out with a greater revelation of who he is for our friends, our neighbors, our family members, and for the community at large. Amen.
Amen.
Have a great discussion this week, and we look forward to seeing what God's going to do through us, and let's believe God for great things. Amen. Have a great week. Thank you, leaders. We love you. You guys are awesome. Have a great one.